Life seems to be going well, and your work is progressing. Suddenly, your organization asks you to move. Or perhaps you have begun to face the fact your child will need to go to their passport country for their education. Often the big question in all of this is, why now? Join us today as we share ways to help make the transition easier here on MemCare by Radio.
Hello, and welcome to today's program. My name is Jo Clifford, and I'm your host today as we listen to Dave Pollock presenting his ideas on how to leave right in order to enter right. He will present the concept of raft, reconciliation, affirmation, farewell, and think destination. And today we will begin by thinking about why affirmation and then farewells are a vital part of leaving right in order to enter right.
All of us go through transition all of our lives. And some time ago when we were meeting together on this medium of radio, I began to talk about the process of leaving right as a key element in making transition. People who leave right tend to enter right. People who leave poorly enter poorly. The process of leaving is often key to how people respond as they enter a new situation. For years, I've said that there are at least four things that are critical in leaving right. And you can use the acrostic RAFT, R-A-F-T, to remember these. R is for reconciliation, A, affirmation, F, farewells, and T, think destination. What are my expectations? Are they positive? Are they negative? Are they realistic? We've talked about reconciliation and the importance of dealing with conflict before we leave. The issue after reconciliation is that of affirmation. And sometimes we're more ready to think in terms of dealing with problems than that we are in clearly helping people understand how important they are to us. Many people who have taken their families overseas have heard from grandparents or from aunts and uncles, "You're taking my grandchildren away. You're taking my nieces and nephews away. You are ruining our family. You won't be here for family reunions or holidays or anniversaries." And people who have gone overseas often carry with them a heaviness of heart, even guilt, over having made such an impact on their own families. I think one of the things that's critical in how we handle this situation is how we affirm those relationships. All too often, people forget as they're leaving to go to those people who are so important to them and assure them of their loving them, of assuring them that I'm not leaving to get away from you, and hopefully that's true, that I'm not leaving to get away from you. I'm going for a particularly important reason, and I look forward to the time when we're back together again. I look forward to when this separation has come to an end. That affirmation often stands in the way of the bitterness that can develop when people are away and those who have left behind feel that they left without concern and left easily and made that impact on their lives without having given much thought to the fact that they are separated from grandchildren or from nieces and nephews or even from the individual who has left. Affirmation is telling other people how important they are to us and letting them know how deep our love for them is. Now, one of the things that often gets in the way of this is the fact that different cultures have different ways of expressing affirmation. I was doing a seminar in Norway several years ago, and as I talked about affirmation, a few of my friends who were my age began a discussion down in the corner of the audience, and I heard the rumble of the voices, and I turned to them and I said, "What have I said wrong?" And they said, "Oh, you Americans do that affirmation thing. We don't do that in Norway." And I said to them, you don't say anything nice to each other?" And they said, "No." And one man said, "Well, sometimes at funerals." I said, "Well, that's too late." And then someone suggested that at anniversaries and birthdays that sometimes nice things were said. And I said, other than that, nothing is said. No, it's just taken for granted. And as we discussed it, however, I thought, you know, there must be some way that within this culture, affirmation is done, because the need for affirmation is existent across the human experience. And in the process of the discussion that was taking place in the audience, one woman said, I know when my father is pleased with me. And I said, how do you know? She said, well, I'm not sure, but I think it's the way he looks at me. And suddenly it was like being in kindergarten at show and tell time. People were raising their hands, and all of them had suddenly thought of illustrations of how they knew that their parents or friends or anyone for that matter affirmed them. And as they shared those ways, whether it was a look or a touch or a gift that was given, I discovered that not one of them, one of those means of affirmation, were verbal. They were all demonstrations of affirmation. And so within the framework of that culture, affirmation still happened, but it just happened in a way that was different than perhaps it would happen in the United States or in Italy or some other place where perhaps people are a bit more verbal. I think when we are moving and working cross-culturally, we need to discover the ways that people reconcile and affirm each other. And when we are involved in those cross-cultural situations, do the reconciliation and the affirmation in ways that are culturally appropriate to the people with whom we're working. Now, the third thing that's necessary in transition, beside reconciliation and affirmation, is saying farewell. And saying farewell in ways that, again, are culturally appropriate. In some of our cultures, we can say goodbye, and that's about all that's necessary. People recognize that we have said our farewell. But there are other cultures that demand time. A meal, a gift that's given, a period of time spent talking to the other person. And if that particular means of farewell is not used, the individual feels that they've been shunned. And whatever the reconciliation may have been in the past and whatever the affirmation may have been, it may be negated by our failure to say farewell appropriately. I think many times people who've worked overseas and go home for a period of time back to their passport country and then return to where they were working before are often surprised that the welcome back is not as warm and the working relationship is not as pleasing as it was before they left in the first place. I seriously wonder if perhaps a major part of that is our failure to say goodbye correctly. And if we have not said farewells appropriately when we left the first time, it may be very difficult for us to re-enter because people are suspicious that we really didn't think that they were important enough to say farewell to them in culturally appropriate ways. Build a raft before you leave. Reconciliation, affirmation, farewells, and think destination. What are your expectations? The next time we get together, we'll talk about building appropriate expectations.
Thank you for listening. Our prayer and desire is that this material has been helpful to you. We encourage you to listen to our other programs on the site, as well as check out the other resources available to you. This is MemCare by Radio.